I'm sending this out to all the ostriches in the audience. Time goes by so quickly in this little house at home. Watching from my windowsill, I feel there's little hope for the ones who wonder what will come of broken hearts, of the last remaining few who never meant to harm anyone but fell into a hole of circumstance, and in efforts to reach out they find they only stab lovers with a knife they cut on unsuspecting clocks. Arms stretched out haplessly, grounds for underhanded claws. Time goes by so slowly in this forest where I live, where I learn the value of the practice to belittle the other people who would like to pray one last time for all the people who would rather yell than laugh, where I cut my paper dolls and carve their charcoal beds and kiss the one who calls to me, says my name and begs for an opportunity to change the dew to sleet, because all it really wants is just to go to sleep. Kindly, my old sickly mother made a ship of bone, whitened with the widow's milk for babies never born, for the ones who underneath the promise of false starts found the lost explanation of why time never stalls, for the one who falls into a rolling avalanche, infants who reach out to burn their fingers on a lamp, lanterns in a night so dark that undetected flocks of ostriches huddle, fall, they flail and they flop. Until one goes slowly into the deep of the wood, where it will learn to value calculated risk. All the other ostriches would like to pray one last time for all the times they burnt their thick toes on a lamp, when they lit their favorite dolls and burnt their charcoal heads, and kissed the ones who daydreamed of leaving our cold hell, and an opportunity to change the dew to sleet, because all they really want is just to go home.